You know those cravings that hit you out of nowhere? Charred steak tacos, silky mushroom risotto, or a perfect summer salad. When the craving hits, CookUnity delivers. Made with real ingredients and no shortcuts. CookUnity was made for adventurous eaters. With 160-plus award-winning chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Get ready to eat meals delivered directly to your door, all tailored to your lifestyle, dietary needs, and cravings. Their roster of Food Network alums, James Beard Award winners, and acclaimed restaurateurs balance bold flavors and nutrition in their handcrafted meals, which are freshly prepared, delivered to your door, and never frozen. Get what you're craving. Try the freshest, best-tasting meal delivery made by your favorite celebrity chefs. Go to cookunity.com/crave or enter code CRAVE before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/crave.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Discovery in a trial is a very interesting thing. It's different from civil to criminal, but sometimes when there are no criminal charges against someone, the discovery process in the civil case can bring up possible criminal complaints and charges that maybe wouldn't have been looked at prior. Take the Take Care of Maya case, for example. You thought it was over? It ain't over. They just got about $250 million now from Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital. And in the course of that discovery, information came up, and now they have filed a criminal complaint against the hospital for sexual abuse.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and it sounds like they weren't able to bring up any of this during this court case, so they just tabled it and went, we're going to deal with this later.
Yeah, I mean, and it looks like it. Maya Kowalski, the 17-year-old at the center of the popular Netflix documentary Take Care of Maya, has now filed a criminal complaint against Johns Hopkins Old Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg. Maya alleges sexual abuse during her hospitalization, which adds to the hospital's recent legal troubles. Maya's attorney, Greg Anderson, confirmed that she submitted the complaint to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department, citing incidents of assault and battery that occurred between October 8th and October 13th of 2016. During her stay at the hospital, this development follows a Florida jury's ruling in the medical malpractice case that found the hospital liable for all those wrongdoings. In the medical malpractice case, the jury determined that the hospital wrongly separated Maya from her mother, Beta Kowalski, who subsequently took her own life. As a result, the hospital is now facing substantial damages, around $261 million. The jury's award included compensation for multiple offenses, such as subjecting Maya to 48 hours of continuous video surveillance and having her undressed down in shorts and a training bra for photographs. Additionally, It was found that the hospital staffer engaged in misconduct by kissing 10-year-old Maya and having her sit on their lap.
Ew.
You know, we're talking here about the CPS employees, what we're talking about.
That, really?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yes, very much so. Attorney Greg Anderson revealed that Maya had suppressed the memory of the alleged sexual abuse until approximately 4 weeks ago when she disclosed it to the psychiatrist who treated her during her time at the hospital. Some of these things were talked about in the doc. Really?
Yeah, they were.
They were. I don't know that it was suppressed 4 weeks because they were talked about in the documentary. That's how I know who they're talking about. In response to these allegations, the hospital released a statement through its attorney stating, these allegations originally arose during trial and were not admitted into the case. As soon as the hospital became aware of the allegations and in accordance with their policies, they immediately initiated an internal investigation and contacted law enforcement last month. Federal privacy laws restrict Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital from sharing more, but the hospital takes allegations of this nature very seriously and always puts the safety of the parents above all else. Maya Kowalski's
patients.
Yes. What did I say? Parents?
You said parents. Their I was going to say they didn't take the parents puts into the consideration on this one.
I'm sorry. Maya Kowalski's hospitalization at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital in October 2016 was prompted by her mother, Betty Kowalski, seeking treatment for her daughter's painful neurological condition known as chronic regional pain syndrome. Beta advocated for aggressive ketamine treatment, a method she believed had previously provided relief for Maya's symptoms. However, medical professionals at the hospital grew suspicious of Beta's demands, ultimately diagnosing her with Munchausen by proxy syndrome, a condition where a parent exaggerates or fabricates the child's symptoms for attention. Throughout the trial, Maya testified that hospital staff had dismissed her condition as imaginary and had not taken her pain seriously. The hospital reported suspected child abuse to Florida child welfare authorities, leading to an investigation that resulted in Maya being made a medical ward of the state, separating her from her family. Tragically, Beta Kowalski took her own life in their family's home garage 3 months later. So, yeah, this is interesting, to say the least, as to see where this is going to go.
I didn't realize that this was CPS that was possibly.
I don't think it's called CPS there. It's called something else, but it's essentially the same thing. It's the social worker that has a lot of, you know, she only had to do a, she didn't testify. She did a deposition, a video deposition in this case. And that's where a lot of this came out. I don't know why these memories came back. Maybe because she saw the deposition. I don't know. Because a lot of these things were brought up.
Well, this gal's been through so much. And, you know, it probably was all just a huge blur. Yeah. Being separated from her family and basically a prisoner in this hospital. And then her mom kills herself. And then she's grown up. There's a lot she probably blocked out. And as this all kind of came back to the surface, she's like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. And I'm glad they're going to look at criminally charging some people here, because some people certainly need to be criminally charged. The attitude, I mean, there were some things that were done right. There were a lot of things that were done wrong. And I can see some arguments on both sides. But when it comes to this social worker, that's where the crux of everything, I think, really changed. Of this person's really overstepping their bounds on so many different levels. And the hospital's listening to the social worker saying, yeah, you need to, you know, not let her see the parents and this and that. And they're taking this advice from the social worker, not the hospital creating these rules. So much of this stems from that person, not even necessarily the actual hospital, but the hospital employs that person as part of their program. And that's how it all gets tied together.
Oh, interesting.
So.
Wow.
It's going to keep going, and hopefully, you know, money doesn't solve everything when they got their money. And I think it's good that they got it. But if they really want to make differences here, it's this way. It's going criminally after some of the people in this who were criminals and not allowing them to criminally act any further. This woman already has charges against her from other cases, too, or at least one other case where she had bounced from one place to another. So why she was even working with children to begin with didn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense, but looks like she didn't escape this one.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.